Yes, in our last episode, we got a voice message asking from a listener, asking us, where is our learning center? Our learning center is at number one, Eleje Street of Eleto Debo, Akokayaba, Lagos, not too far from University of Lagos. Yes, you can join our classes online. That is, you can always reach us on 07065300449. So today we're going to be starting a new episode, like a new season, an episode of a new season, and we're going to be discussing the recommended tests, that is the JAMB UTME recommended test for year 2022, the recommended test. And what is the recommended test? As we all know, the recommended test is the life changer. The recommended test is the life changer. Yes, as we said, the recommended test is the life changer. So we're going to be looking at the recommended tests. So we'll be looking at the summary about the novel, about the author. So without wasting much of our time, who is the writer of the recommended test? The writer of the recommended test is Khadija Abubakar Jali. Khadija Abubakar Jali. So is the writer of the recommended test, the life changer, that is used by JAMB. So it was used in 2021 and it will be used in 2022. JAMB UTME / DE for their candidates in their use of English. There is always a recommended test. And you should be expecting nothing less than 10 questions from that recommended test. English use of English is going to be 60 questions, and the remaining three subjects will be 40 questions, making 180 questions in total 2 hours. So 10 questions out of 60 questions is a lot of questions, so you have to take it serious. Not less than 10 questions. You can have 15 questions if you're lucky. So it's within 15 to 35 questions. That's it. So in the course of your JAMB registration, you will be getting one, that is after you pay for your JAMB registration, after your JAMB registration, you're going to be given one novel. Now let's start with about the novel. The book is, I don't call it a novel, I call it a novella. So novella is, how can I put it? Is it a novella or a short story? Okay. Let's just say it's a novella, because short story is shorter than a novella, and a novella is shorter than a novel. Novel is the longest when it comes to the prose writing. So, and the novella is like a mini novel, while the short story is something like about 5 or 6 pages. So novel is like 150 pages upward. I don't think this is up to 150, let alone having 200 pages upwards. That's it. So the novella is all about the changes, the changing narrative of life on campus. Is about the changing narrative of life on campus. This test is laced with underlying optimism. The book upholds the tenet of hope and redemption in the lives of our youth. The story follows the escapades of Salman and our roommate in the university as a swim in the turbulent and seamy tides of academia. The Life Changer is by Abubakar Jalil, and this test is the first publication of this particular author. She seemed to be saying through this test that female voice is making a rebound on the parapets of African literary scene. On the parapet of what? Of African literary scene. That is, the female are making rebound what? Voice. Their voice are to be heard. So that is just a short synopsis or a short thing about the novel. Let's talk about the author, the writer of the text. The author of the text is Khadija Abubakar Jalil. She is a holder of BSc in Education, Mathematics degree. She's an entrepreneur and a CEO of She's Boutique Africa. Khadija Jalil is married with children. The Life Changer is Khadija Abubakar Jalil's first publication, and she seemed to be making a point through that publication that the female voice are making a rebound on the parapet of African literary scene. Now we've talked about the author. Now let's go to the text. Let's start with chapter one. Chapter one, let's do the summary of the first chapter, that is the summary of the book, Life Changer by Khadija Abubakar Jalil. Chapter one. After that, we discuss the likely examination question from that chapter one. So before we move on to the new episode in our subsequent episode, that's it. Now we have the chapter one summary. A family of six awaits the arrival of Mr. Esquire. While they wait, Binz gives an account of a classroom encounter with our intrusive social studies teacher, Malam Saliu, who is known to act as though he knew a bit more about every subject, as he will often ask questions outside the subject of discussion. Binz narrates how she genuinely handled a similar occurrence, leaving the teacher dumbfounded to the cheering and the laughter of other pupils. Umi is seamlessly proud of her daughter, particularly Binz's intelligent approach to issues, and she joins in the discussion right before Umar joyfully announces his admission to study law at the Ahmad Bello University. As the family gather to celebrate Umar's success, Umar boasts of his achievements and takes pride in solely overcoming examination challenges and several other entry procedures while seeking for the admission. Umi recognizes her son's naivety and tries to enlighten him about the life-changing capability of university admission. Umi tells her children how her admission changed her. That is an interesting summary of the chapter one. So we are made to understand that Umar just gets admission, and also we have the intelligent child, daughter of Umi. And for those who don't know the meaning of Umi, in Arabic it simply means mother. Umi means mother, and that can tell you that is a Muslim family. So we are going to be looking at some questions, some past questions from the tests. So we have like five questions to be discussed in this episode. So the first one is, what is Umi's occupation? What is Umi's occupation? Option A, nurse. B, teacher. C, business person. D, accountant. So the answer to this question can be found on page 4. Let's go to page 4 of the recommended test. We're on page 4. So let me read it out to you until we find the answer. It is also not fair to push your teachers beyond what they know. They are the ones who act as if they know everything, mommy. When our conversation got that animated, my children seemed to forget that I was also a teacher. I never bothered reminding them. They forgot that I was also a teacher. So the right answer is B, that is option B, that is Umi's occupation is a teaching occupation, that is a teacher. I hope that is clear. We got the answer from page 4 of the recommended test in chapter 1. And the second question to be discussed is, who can be described as meddlesome? Who can be described as meddlesome? Option A, Daddy. B, Umi. C, Bint. D, Malam Saliu. The answer to this question can be found on page 1. The answer to this question can be found on what? On page 1. Let's quickly go to page 1 of the recommended test and get the answer to that. They were waiting for Daddy. We were. I paused outside their door. The laughter was cheerful. It was also infectious. I began as a silent chuckle. Then slowly it turned into a mirthful but stilted giggle. Now it had finally transformed into a full-fledged chortle. I stopped a while to listen. My plan was not to eavesdrop. God forbid that I should be that kind of mother who surreptitiously listened on our children's private conversation. But there was something about the laughter that was so compelling and arresting. Bint, my 5-year-old daughter, appeared to be the narrative voice. She was telling her two sisters the story of her classroom encounter with their meddlesome social studies teacher the previous week. So, who is the meddlesome that we are made to understand that our two sisters, like she was telling her two sisters the story of her classroom encounter with their meddlesome social study teachers, their meddlesome social study teacher. The dad is not a teacher, Umi is not a teacher, Bint is not a teacher, the meddlesome social study teacher is Malam Saliu. Malam Saliu. The right option is option D. I hope that is clear. Go to page 1, you're going to see the answer to this question. We have the second question. Now the third question, rather. Just call yourself Omar Esquire. Who makes the statements? That's the question. A, T-Man. B, Bint. C, Jamila. D, Umi. The answer to this question can be found on page 5. The answer to this question can be found on page 5. Page 5, okay. We're on page 5. Let's open to page 5, okay. This was exhilarating. This was all his father dreamt of. My husband had wanted to read law himself, but Providence dictated he read accounting. Big bros, what course did they give you? Tima, my first daughter, and therefore Omar's immediate younger sister asked. Look here, young lady, call me with respect to you and everybody in this house, except mom and dad, of course. All of you should now call me my learned brother. In the school, we call each other my learned colleague. So since you are not my colleagues, you call me my learned brother. Indeed, this is called running before learning to crawl. Tima laughed. Can you hear yourself? Jamila said to her brother. Just call yourself Omar Esquire, Tima said. Mom, your daughter are plain jealous. Indeed, Tima managed to muster all the affectionate sarcasm in that single word. Big bros, congratulations. Bint said, turning to her brother to give him a hug. Now you can see, the person that said, just call yourself Omar Esquire is Tima. Tima was the one that is the one that says it on page 5 of the recommended test. That's it, page 5, to get an answer to that question. The fourth question is, what position is Bint in the family? Option A, last one. Option B, first child. Option C, second child. Option D, their third child. Option A, last one. B, first child. C, second child. D, third child. So the answer to this question can be found on page 3. Let's quickly run to page 3 to get the answer. I hope you are really enjoying this section of the episode. So let me start the page 3 then. I seldom miss an opportunity to make them see the lesson in an experience. the learn to respect my opinion over most of their matters, and I try not to be unnecessarily didactic. When it came to correcting or giving instruction, this cemented our mutual trust. I'm so proud of you, Beans, I said as I wedged myself between Beans and Jamila, our immediate elder sister. They were all seated by the edge of the bed and looked up at me as if my intrusion had all along been anticipated. Thank you, Mom, Bean said as she nestled even closer to me. She was my last child and consequently the darling of the entire family. Can you see? She was my last child. So the position of Beans in the family is the last born. The right answer there is option A. The right answer there is option A. And the fifth question to be discussed in this episode is, what was Umi's reaction for an impromptu bargain? What was Umi's reaction to an impromptu bargain? Like bargain, like entering something unexpectedly. So option A, to monitor our children's activities. B, to ensure the children were safe. C, to keep them on their feet. D, to ensure they maintain cleanliness. So the answer to this question can be found on page 2. Let's quickly run to page 2 and get the answer. Page 2, okay. Now, so tell us, Beans, how do you say good morning in French? Bonjour, Beans said. That's very good, the teacher said, speaking English. And how do you say that's very good in French, teacher? Beans asked innocently. What? The teacher jerked his head off as if stung by a bee. Then, within a flash, he bolted out of the classroom, only to come back a few minutes later with the French mistress of the senior classes. Ask her, he told Beans simply. How do you say that's very good in French? Auntie, Beans asked referentially. C'est très bien. The French mistress replied, c'est très bien. Beans repeated confidently the same thing. The class began clapping and laughing at the same time. The class teacher followed the French mistress out and didn't come back till after the break. Meanwhile, your class as one surrounded Beans and started clapping and singing, going round her in cheer and joy. They seemed to have known instinctively that Beans was destined for bigger things. Who else but the genius who asked a question the teacher could not answer? We asked the question a teacher could not what? Answer. Okay, we are still on the second page. Meanwhile, the old class, okay, could not answer. Okay, I got them. I really got them. Beans was saying excitedly to her sibling. I found myself laughing silently before I got carried away. I let myself unobtrusively into the room. They were used to my impromptu bagging. One reason I used to go in unannounced was to keep them on their toes where issues of personal hygiene were concerned. The second reason was that we were used to keeping each other company. The first reason is for personal hygiene, and the right answer, which is right here with us, is option D, to ensure they maintain cleanliness. That is it for this episode of The Life Changer by Khadija Abubakar Jali. That is the recommended test for 2022 JAMB UTME. I hope you're enjoying this session of The Life Changer of our D Impact podcast. In the subsequent episode, we're going to be discussing the test until we exhaust the test before you do the examination. Before you forget, remember that we have a learning center. And the name of that learning center is DTutors. DTutors is a result-oriented learning center. We help students to have excellent results, to have expert results, like a perfect result in their JAMU, TME, O-level, or A-level programs. So you're going to be doing yourself a great justice by attending our class. A new month is about to start. It's starting tomorrow. Today is Sunday. It's starting tomorrow. It's starting on Tuesday. So don't miss out on our classes. It is guaranteed that you're going to have an exceptional, a perfect score. Our learning center is at number 1, Eleji Street, off Eleto Odibo, in Abule Oja, Akoka Yaba, Lagos, not too far from University of Lagos, First Gate. Our phone number is 070-625-30-0449. I still remain your humble and foremost and interesting host. My name is Mr. Abdulaziz Abisa Adewale. My students fondly refer to me as Diza. I'm the program coordinator, director of programs at DTutors. You can get in touch and let's change your story. You can visit our YouTube page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page to see our success story. Definitely a trial will convince you. Thank you. Thank you very much for this interesting session. God bless you.